This is the live feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
On this episode of the live feed, we hear from Sister Species. Bill Stoneberg sat down with band members Emily Castrol and Jake Baldwin to discuss their upcoming album, Light Exchanges. The record, which comes out May 22nd, is a bold exploration of the septet's chamber pop style. Now here's Bill Stoneberg with Sister Species on the live feed on 89.5 KQAL.
And that was Cottonwood Trees. That's the latest single off of Sister Species' latest full-length album called Light Exchanges. And that comes out this Friday, May 22nd. And on the phone with us today, I have Emily Castrell. She is kind of the band leader, accordionist, songwriter is how it's described in their bio. And we also have Jake Baldwin. He's one of the trumpet players. Not quite a trumpet section. There are two trumpets and a cornet. We want to make that distinction. How are you guys doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. Yeah, thanks for having us. Beautiful day.
Doing great. Yeah, well, thanks for being on the show. First off, Jake, I want to know, the cornet player, what's his name?
His name is Noah Ophoven Baldwin. We're not related, but I wish we were.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, that would be kind of cool to have three brothers playing horns,
I know.
And Noah, I just want to say I sympathize with you. I did play cornet many, many years ago, so I understand your plight, and we just wanted to make sure that that was clear you played cornet. So, but a great album, you guys. Emily, I think you sent it to me, it was a couple weeks ago we talked, but really good stuff, cool stuff. Two singles off the album so far. Cottonwood Trees is the latest single that's been released. The first single was the first track on the album called Heat Death. And this latest single, Cottonwood Trees, is the last track on the album. Is there kind of a grand scheme behind that? Like you release the first track first and then the last track now? Because they do kind of nicely bookend the album, in my opinion. Is that a big plan?
I think that the intent with sharing them was partially there. To me, what happens on the album is you start off like in outer space, and not just in outer space, but like the farthest moment ahead in the future that is conceivable, which is like the inevitable heat death of the universe. And then by the end of the album, you've kind of traveled all the way back to the present moment, which is the cottonwood trees and the June breeze, which actually should be blooming any day now. So there is sort of this like kind of abstract journey from this far away spatial place to this very like present moment earthly place. And then also there's this sonic journey that's happening from this like really upbeat pop tune to this like very like slow and like unfolding drone. And part of me wanting to release those two songs first also is just to be like, okay, like this album's gonna have a lot of different stuff on it, or like there's something for everybody. And thirdly, I guess I have two other thoughts on it. One, I'm a Gemini, so I feel like I always, and I'm a middle child, so I just am like into dynamicness and opposites. And also another thing that was happening on this record is in the past, we had another songwriter in the band, my younger sibling, Abby, and they left the band to pursue their baking business. And so I think in the past records, it was sort of like the dynamicness was between the two of our songwritings. And so this record, I had the challenge of being like, okay, well, what's my own dynamicness? Like, what are my own opposites? How do I show the dynamicness of the band in a different way?
Oh, cool. So this is kind of a new exploration for you guys then in songwriting.
It's like in some ways, yes. And in some, it's like a continuation, but and newness. It's a deepening, I would say.
Ooh, I like that. A deepening. Cool. Speaking of which, on your bio, like I mentioned before, it says You see a lot when there's bios, you see a lot of singer-songwriter, things like that. And Emily, yours says accordionist-songwriter, which I thought was really cool, you know, because you don't see that a lot. And it's an instrument you don't see in pop or rock, you know, music a lot.
Right.
Have you played that forever, or is it something you picked up later in life? What's the history behind that?
I inherited my aunt's old accordion when I was 17. Mm-hmm. So I've played since then. Almost 14 years, I guess. And my aunt and my uncle actually met playing accordion. Like had seen him playing accordion at, I don't know, some kind of like political event or something, and was like, yes, I want to take accordion lessons.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's kind of like part of their love story. And they've both passed away now, so I have all of their, or most of their old accordions.
I am on the phone right now with Emily Castrell and Jake Baldwin. They are from Sister Species, and we're checking out their new album that's going to be released this Friday, May 22nd. So let's go ahead and get into another track here. We're just going to kind of go down through the album, so let's play the first track on the record, which was your first single, I believe, Heat Death. Yeah, so... anything you want to tell folks about this tune before we play it?
I just would like to recommend watching the music video, which involves a lot of cats and winter fun.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. Cool. Well, here it is. This is Heat Death from Sister Species' new album that's coming out this Friday called Light Exchanges. So enjoy. This is Heat Death right here on 89.5 KQAL Winona.
Cold is the ultimate absence, shockingly measurable, though at some point all you feel is void. Cold air sticks on the insides of pockets and bags. Ooh. And the inevitable heat death of the universe plays on as a you would.
Wow. And that was Heat Death from Sister Species. That's from their latest album that's going to be released this Friday, May 22nd. And on the phone with us today is Emily Castrell and Jake Baldwin from the band. So, you know, like I was talking before, that song, those were your two singles, the two tracks that we've played so far. And Heat Death is the first track. Cottonwood Trees is the last track on the album. And like I said, I feel like that's a really good representation of you guys live, too, because to me it showed the variety and kind of, you know, how far you guys can go. And I also brought up, we talked about accordion a little bit, and then trumpet and cornet, the difference there. So we've covered that. But how many members in all are there in the band? What kind of instrumentation do you guys have other than that?
Yeah, there's seven of us. So it's myself on accordion and lead vocals. Willow Waters plays guitar and she sings some backing vocals. Ryan Hayes plays bass. Lars Johnson plays drums. And then Sten Johnson, Jake Baldwin, and Noah Opphoven Baldwin are our horn section, two trumpets and one cornet. And Sten Johnson and Lars Johnson are brothers. Fun fact.
Wow. Yeah. So you do have some brothers playing horns. That's cool.
We do. Well, yeah, nice. One horn, one drums. Yeah.
Awesome.
I would say we all have very familial relationships with each other. Like we've all lived with at least one other member of the band at some point.
Nice.
And we all like play in other bands together. So it's kind of fun because I think we all get to kind of cross-pollinate, or we have other projects where we like learn about each other's playing and personalities.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah. That's probably why you guys sound so tight on stage, you know. For sure. And then Jake, I also wanted to there are tracks on the album called TPT PRTY and then they're numbered. I'm guessing that's Trumpet Party.
That is Trumpet Party, yeah.
Awesome. I love it. Sounds like a good time to me. I don't know.
No party, but, trumpet party.
Right?
Definitely a party you want to be invited to.
Exactly. So I just want to kind of throw one in there. Let's check one out. I'm kind of partial to Trumpet Party 2 myself. It sounds like maybe there's some muting going on in there. I don't know. Is there?
Maybe. My guess, I'm trying to think back to which one that is. We have a really awesome engineer named Jason McGlowan, and he did some After Effects on a lot of these, and I think that's what you're hearing on that.
Okay. Cool. Because it almost sounds like an envelope filter or a wah effect or something, but I thought, well, maybe it's a cup mute or something, you know? So, well, let's check that out quick. We'll check this out, and we'll get back and talk about it here. So here is Trumpet Party 2. This is a track off of Sister Species' latest album that's going to come out this Friday, and that is called Light Exchanges. So here it is, Trumpet Party 2 from Sister Species, right here on 89.5 KQL. That was Trumpet Party 2, and that's from Sister Species' latest album that's coming out this Friday, and that is called Light Exchanges. And on the phone with us is Jake Baldwin and Emily Castrell. They're from the band. Jake, so we're kind of mentioning the Trumpet Party tracks. Is that something that was kind of planned out and written, or are those snippets that came out of the studio and you guys decided to do that? How did the Trumpet Party tracks come about?
So all three of the horn players, we play in a lot of different bands outside of Sister Species that have us improvising a lot.
Okay.
In different contexts. Like my background is as mostly a jazz musician. Noah is really deep into like the free improvised kind of like noise music scene. And Sten is like a really incredible like funk R&B and soul kind of player.
Oh, wow.
So Trumpet Party just kind of came about as a thing where we wanted to see if we could improvise together and have something come out of it that was usable. And it, for me personally, although I love the music, it ends up being the most fun part of the night.
Oh, that is awesome. That is cool. Cause it's interesting when people get together and improvise, you know, you're bringing your background together and it melds together somehow, you know, so that, That's cool. That's how you got all those different sounds, you know? So let's go ahead and get back into some tunes here. Let's check out another track. How about the title track, Light Exchanges?
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it. So here it is. This is Light Exchanges from Sister Species. Their new album comes out this Friday, May 22nd. Check that out. We are on the phone today with Emily and Jake from the band. So let's check out the title track, Light Exchanges, right here on 89.5 KQAL.
I want you on my skin like onion and garlic to remind me where I've been when I'm falling. A daily habit, we bring the knife down toward the table. And the practice stays with me in a close and shifting angle.
And that was Light Exchanges. That's the title track off of Sister Species' new album that comes out this Friday. On the phone with us today, we have Emily and Jake from the band. So you guys, you know, I'm kind of curious, you know, what's the writing process like? Because you guys have, we talk to a lot of bands who are, it's not a judgment or anything, but you have a basic setup a lot of times. There's a drums, guitar, bass, vocals, you know, that's a kind of a basic rock band, right? And we interview a lot of great artists like that, but you guys have kind of a different thing going where you have accordion, two trumpets and a cornet, you know, you have a horn section. What is the writing process when you do that? You know, Emily, do you pretty much write the songs and bring it to the band, or do you guys kind of hang out and jam and work things out? How does it go down?
Yeah, I mean, a little bit of both. So I usually bring the songs in like a semi to mostly formed state. So it's like I've usually written all the lyrics and like the general structure of the song, both like the chord structure or like how many choruses there are or whatever. And then I bring it to the band and I'm like, help. So, and a lot of times I do my writing on piano too. So I actually often am coming to rehearsal being like, oh, I'm not even sure like what I want to do on accordion in the song. So I just sort of like sketched out the basic piano structure. But I think that process is exciting for definitely for me, and I think for all of us, because there's so much room for everyone to play.
Sister Species is one of the rare bands that I've been in where it kind of feels like every time anyone brings an idea, it ends up working.
Mm-hmm.
Like Emily was saying earlier, she'll bring in stuff that's like mostly formed, and the way I've always kind of seen her music is she brings it in and it's like a puzzle where all the pieces fit together. So you know, the image might look weird until you get it in the right form. And I feel like once the band as a whole does that, then everything else just kind of falls into place.
We are on the phone right now with Emily and Jake from Sister Species. Their new album comes out this Friday, May 22nd. And here's another track from it. This is Start With a Mess right here on 89.5 KQAL.
Do I first show you my best, or do I start? I charted the stars, they said just go back to bed. Why are you up so late? Show you my best, or can I start with the mess? The piles of material things I have kept. I charted stars, the patterns repeat in my head. Even with all new tools, your hands will still build the same nest. slow bending through branches to find a bench of stone. We sit with the thought it is a force that demands to be known by name.
That was Be Multiple. That is from Sister Species' new album that's coming out this Friday, which is called Light Exchanges. And on the phone with us today, we have Emily and Jake from the band. You guys, we were kind of talking about the recording process a little bit and how you build that up. So, Jake, you were saying that you laid the trumpets down separate in a separate location or time than the rest of the band. Is that how you guys normally do stuff, or do you normally do stuff live, or do you usually track it out part by part? How does it usually go?
Studio wise, the trumpets have kind of always been last because it just kind of works out logistically.
Okay.
Like Emily was saying earlier, you know, she was saying like sometimes they'll be recording the songs and they'll be singing the trumpet parts in their head.
Right.
Because you're so used to having them there.
Mm-hmm.
On the other end, as trumpet players, we're so used to having everything the band plays be cues for us to come in, because we're not like other instruments that are playing constantly, like the drums or bass.
Right.
That without their tracks being recorded first, I don't think we'd get very far.
Right. You have like a 2-minute click track, right?
Yeah, pretty much. You'd hear a lot of like breathing and mouth noises.
Right. The spit valve or something, you know?
Exactly.
And I kind of, you know, we've been talking a lot about, your recording process, stuff like that. How about, lyrics, Emily? The last two tunes we heard, Start With The Mess and Be Multiple. It's like children. You don't want to ever pick a favorite, but I really dig Start With The Mess, you know?
Thank you. Cool. Let it be.
Yeah.
You can have a favorite.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And, how about lyrical themes? Where do you come up with your, ideas, and how does that go?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a mystical process, even to me. You
Yeah.
know, I feel like, I guess to me, it's often twofold. There's sort of like the often there's like an initial like rush of writing. So sometimes there's like a little melody that's in my head, and then I'm just like trying to like slap as many lyrics over that melody as I can. And then there's like a some refining that comes after. But it's really, I don't know, I've been thinking a lot about like what does it mean to make space for my muse in my life, or like how do you invite the muse to meet you, and how do you convince your muse that you're going to be there to meet it when it comes? So sometimes that means that I'm like laying in bed trying to go to sleep, and I'm like, I don't know, have a thing in my head that I have to write. Or sometimes I'm on my bike and I'm like recording a voice memo on my bike, or you know. Yeah, and sometimes like Start With a Mess is a song that there's sort of this theme of like how do you live your life well and what do you hold sacred to you, or some of the things I'm thinking about in that song. So that I did a little bit of borrowing. So like in the second verse there's the when you lie down and rise up, and a symbol before your eyes and a sign upon your hand are words that I borrowed from the Via Hefta, which is like a Jewish prayer. And then there's also the line, all you touch, you change. I also am borrowing from Octavia Butler, who's a Black feminist sci-fi writer, from her book Parable of the Sower. So yeah, there's a little bit of, yeah, that song in particular does some borrowing. I mean, yeah, I borrowed, I suppose, be multiple. Yeah, I mean, whatever. All the songs, I have things that I've, there's often like a line that I've borrowed either from like something that a friend said, or yeah, in that, in the case of Start With a Mess, from some texts that are sacred to me, I borrowed from. So.
Ooh, a good variety of inspiration sources there too. I like that.
Yeah, I just think a lot of writing good lyrics is about noticing and just, I don't know, noticing and trusting. I mean, kind of the same way we were talking about like how as a band we really trust each other. I think for me, I just have to trust that my observations or that like my ear for lyrics has some kind of sense to it. And I don't always know why. Or sometimes there's like a rhyme scheme that's not quite a rhyme scheme that I'm still stuck on, where I'm like, I don't know why, I just think it needs to sound like an A there. And maybe it's more about how an A feels in my throat than it actually is about how it, you know what I mean? And then how it sounds in a different way. But yeah, it is kind of mysterious.
But the
My
way it
story.
feels for you to sing it, I think that gets conveyed to the listener as well. You know, I mean, I think that's just as important. That's really cool to hear. I like that. We are talking to Sister Species right now. Well, not the whole band. We're talking to Emily and Jake from Sister Species. Their new album, Light Exchanges, comes out this Friday. So check that out. You guys, where's the best place? Where can people find the album? Where can people get it?
Yeah, so the best place to get it is straight from me, straight from my closet,
Awesome.
whatever. So, and you can do that at our website, sisterspecies.com, or through Bandcamp, which is sisterspecies.bandcamp.com. And Bandcamp is a cool thing, the first Friday of the month where they waive all of the extra fees. So that's a great way to support us, is through Bandcamp. And then I guess I don't know when record stores will be open again or how that's working, but our plan is to have copies of the vinyl and the CDs in a record store near you.
Awesome.
And if you like streaming, you can stream it and stuff too. I just will say that streaming is a hard way to support artists. But you know, whatever. No shade. We're on them. You can find us there.
Well, there's one more track we want to get to here on the album. I want to don't want to take up too much of your time here, but just want to thank both of you for joining us today.
Yeah,
You
awesome.
too.
Thank you so much. Take care. Take care.
Bye bye.
That you once could have lived, now erased and here in their place, reflecting the light, the magnolia buds burst and drown. Spiral. distracted by what had already gone and not yet to arrive. Well, here in their place, holding blossoms of light, the magnolia buds burst and drown.
Thanks again to Sister Species for joining us on this episode of The Live Feed. To stream this episode or any other episode of The Live Feed, visit kqal.org and select the Media tab. I'm Willard Hike. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.
Like what you just heard? Find podcasts of The Live Feed and all your favorite KQAL shows at kqal.org. The Live Feed is made possible by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.